Daily Brief, June 1, 2026, Top of Mind. Oil crashed 19% in May on Strait of Hormuz, reopening hopes, driving the S&P 500, Dow and Nasdaq to fresh records. The peace deal remains conditional. Trump ended Friday's Situation Room meeting without a final sign-off, and Iran's state media disputes key terms, nuclear destruction, toll-free strait. Until concrete demining begins, Brent below $90 is fragile. Separately, SpaceX's IPO at a 1.5T valuation looms as early as mid-June, alongside OpenAI and Anthropic offerings later this year. The sheer size creates self-referential FOMO dynamics that risk crowding out other capital formation. Catalyst Radar, US jobs report Friday, consensus 89K payrolls, 4.3% unemployment. A weak enough to justify cuts number is what the market wants. Computex keynote from Jensen Huang, NVDA this week, historically a re-rating catalyst. Broadcom, AVGO, and CrowdStrike, CRWD earnings after the bell Wednesday. Markets, stocks, S&P 500 plus 0.2%, NASDAQ plus 0.2%, Dow plus C363 PTs, record 51,000 plus. S&P 500's two-month gain, 25%, is the largest since May 2020. NASDAQ's two-month gain, 25%, is the largest since Nov 2002. Rally breadth is narrow, tech-driven, AI-concentrated. Oil, Brent, 91 dons, down 11% in the past week alone, 19% in May. WTI, 17% for May, biggest monthly drop since March 2020. The move is entirely on peace deal hopes, not fundamentals. 1,500 ships still trapped in the Gulf. Credit, investment-grade corporate bond spreads at the narrowest since the 1990s, 5.3% yield. PIMCO flags that the risk chart reward is asymmetric. Spreads can only widen from here, especially if the economy slows. Crypto, Bitcoin ETF outflows hit $733 Wednesday, BTC 3.1% to $72,800, sentiment deteriorating alongside macro uncertainty. Positioning, Citadel Securities posted a record 4.3B in trading revenues, driven by Iran volatility. JP Morgan CEO Dimon acknowledged exuberance, economy. China PMI, manufacturing PMI slipped to 50.0 in May from 50.3, missing consensus. Non-manufacturing rose to 50.1. Exports remain strong, AI-related goods, but the yuan's strength is cutting into exporter margins. 25% of listed firms flagged FX losses in Q1, the highest in a decade. Deflation risks persist. US consumer, real disposable income fell 0.5% in April. Personal savings rate hit 2.6%. Credit card delinquency rates, 90-plus days, hit 13.1%, the highest in 15 years. Total card debt, 1.25T. Lower income households cutting back on gas. Higher income cohorts still spending. Fed quiet period starts June 6th. Rate decision June 17th. Market pricing is split between hold and a cut. Warsh is the new chair. Business, finance. Dell, plus 33% Friday after Q1 revenue. Plus 88% and raised full year guidance. AI infrastructure demand is the driver. Cramer called it a blowout. This sets a high bar for the rest of the data center earnings cycle. Big banks, Jamie Dimon, Brian Moynihan, Charlie Scharf, all painted bullish Q2 outlooks at a conference, trading, M&A, and lending all strong. Goldman Sachs said M&A volume is tracking near the 2021 record. IPOs are plus 80% YOY. Berkshire, BRKB, underperforming the S&P 500 by 16.3 PATs YTD, the worst gap of 2026. No AI exposure, 400 by cash. Relative performance versus S&P is at the lowest since 2007. Paramount LBO, preparing a $50 billion debt package for the Warner Brothers Discovery takeover. David Ellison pledged his family's personal fortune to maintain investment grade ratings on some tranches. The high yield portion, 12B, could test credit appetite. Blue Origin, new Glenn rocket exploded during engine testing. Repairs will take months. AST Space Mobile, 15% on the day. World geopolitics, Iran deal. Status, Trump ended Friday's Situation Room meeting without a final determination. His pre-meeting Truth Social post listed conditions. No nukes, straight open, nuclear material destroyed. Iran's Fars News rejected those terms, said no such clauses exist in the draft and demanded 12B as in frozen assets up front. Treasury announced new sanctions Thursday. The Pentagon reported Iran launched a ballistic missile toward Kuwait and deployed attack drones. Strait of Hormuz. Even if a deal is signed, shipping insurance executives, Lloyd's, and analysts, RBC, Lloyd's List, warn that traffic may never fully return to pre-war levels. The Red Sea crisis showed that trust is not restored quickly. Iran will retain operational control of the strait, regardless of the deal's text. Expect a permanently bifurcated waterway. Chinese-affiliated ships free, Western vessels needing bilateral coordination. Shangri-La Dialogue. U.S. Secretary of War Hegseth demanded allies spend 3.5% of GDP on defense. China sent a low-level delegation, no defense minister, for the second straight year. The Philippines dismissed China's presence as no major loss. Technology, AI. Memory chips, Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron are now collectively worth more than the top three oil majors, 3T versus 2.5T. AI demand is driving long-term supply agreements. Micron signed its first five-year deal. UBS estimates 30% of DRAM will be under multi-year contracts by 2027. Micron trades at 10x forward earnings, below the bottom 10% of the S&P 500. Anthropic versus OpenAI. Anthropic has leapfrogged OpenAI in valuation, 900B versus 730B. Revenue run rate surged from 4B in July to 47B now. But it faces court battles with the Pentagon and capacity constraints, renting computing power from SpaceX. Both companies are racing to IPOs this year and worry there's finite investor appetite. SpaceX IPO targeting 1.5T valuation, raising up to 75B. Retail investors may account for 30% of buyers. The Tamer NASA ETF launched in March and has already surged 80% plus purely on FOMO. Jamie Dimon acknowledged exuberance. The WSJ points out that SpaceX has moats, Starlink, rocket monopoly, that OpenAI lacks. OpenAI is losing ground to Anthropic and Google. Standouts: SEC kills climate disclosure rule. The proposed repeal removes a compliance burden for every public company. Activist groups criticized it. Market impact likely muted. The rule was already stayed. Joby Aviation, Joby, flew an air taxi from JFK to Manhattan in 10 minutes under a Trump-era federal program to fast-track approval. No commercial service yet. FAA certification timeline is unknown. AI doesn't have to mean layoffs. Schneider Electric case study shows AI in call centers and factories boosts productivity without headcount reduction. This challenges the dominant replacement narrative. CVC buys IFF's food ingredients division for 4.3B. Private equity still actively deploying capital despite macro uncertainty. Indonesia centralizes commodity exports starting June 1st. Coal, palm oil, ferro alloy producers must submit documents to a new state-owned firm. Uncertainty over the policy's details rattled markets. This could reshape supply chains for these key materials.